I'll try to be sweet. All right. You can turn to John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5. And I tell you what, we don't ever usually most of the time talk about what they're going to sing, what I'm going to preach. Sometimes we do, but they sung that song, goes right along with the message this morning. And I'm glad to know that I'm saved by the grace of God. I like that second verse especially, and it talks about my name will not be lost, misplaced, or overlooked. Amen. I'm glad it's there. So John chapter number 5. John chapter number 5. And let's stand, if you would. Good to see some familiar faces from here and from afar. Amen. And so glad you're here in the house of the Lord this morning. And I appreciate Brother Jacob allowing us to come. Thank y'all for the good rooms. And just looking forward to what the Lord's going to do during the meeting. And praying for all the men of God that will be preaching. Looking forward to hearing them. And appreciate the opportunity. So this is the thought the Lord's laid on my heart here. In John chapter number 5, what's taking place is Jesus has just healed a man there by the pool of Bethesda. And the Jews didn't like it because he did it on the Sabbath day. Amen. And the Lord said the Sabbath is not made. Man was not made for the Sabbath, but the Sabbath was made for man. Amen. And these religious Jews didn't like him, didn't like what he was doing. And they didn't like who he said that he was. They said, you call yourself the Son of God and making yourself equal with God. And so Jesus is talking back and forth to them. And I want to read in verse number 39. This is a hard chapter just to pick and choose where to read, but to try to get you to where we're at. He's talking to these Jews, and he's told them that they rejoiced in the light of John the Baptist for a little while. But you preach a lot of light to people in darkness, they're not going to like it. Amen. And so Jesus says to this crowd who no doubt knew the Scripture from their youth, knew it backwards and forwards, and he says in verse number 39 to them, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and there are they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that ye might have life. I receive not honor from men, but I know you that ye have not the love of God in you. I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. How can ye believe which receive honor one of another, and seek not the honor that cometh from God only? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one that accuseth you, even Moses, in whom you trust. For had you believed Moses, you would have believed me, for he wrote of me. But if you believe not his writings, how shall you believe my words? I want you to draw your attention to verse number 39, where Jesus said, search the Scriptures. And I want to preach on this thought this morning on an open book test. Amen? An open book test. And here's the question this morning. You say, well, this is probably the Sunday school crowd. Probably everybody here is saved. And if you are saved, you can rejoice in it and you can find out in the Word of God. But here's the question on an open book test. Are you saved? Amen? Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Word. I pray that you'd touch me and help me as I preach. Deal with sinners. And I pray that the saints of God would rejoice in their salvation and learn about the foundation of it. In Jesus' name, amen. You can be seated this morning. And so I want to preach on that thought here this morning. I thought about this one day as I was searching in the Word of God and looking at this text again. We homeschool, and there's sometimes our children, we have to ask them, sorry kids, I'm going to have to let them know how bad you are, amen? But sometimes they'll make a bad grade on an open book test. And I don't remember very many times, Brother Brunson, and when I was in school, very rarely we'd have an open book test. And we had an open book test. Matter of fact, that's how I passed Spanish, amen? An open book test, I'll tell my children, I'll say there's one thing about making a bad grade on an open book test is you must be kind of lazy or you didn't want to take the time. They got that from their dad. I wasn't going to say their mom, amen. But they got that from their dad. And I got that from my dad and my great-great-granddad named Adam, amen. And I got it from the flesh. But you'll find here in these Scriptures, Jesus is telling them, what is written in the Word of God. When he says, search the Scriptures, many times when he dealt with these religious Jews and the Pharisees, he would say, have you not read so much as this? He said, you have erred not knowing the Scriptures. I mean, these people that Jesus was talking to, they were people that had to study the Bible. They grew up around the Word of God. Here's God manifest in the flesh standing in front of them, and they're rejecting Him, and they're going to crucify Him one day. And Jesus looks at this crowd that knows the Word of God, probably like this crowd here this morning, that you've known the Word of God from a child, most likely, and you're here in the house of God during what would be the Sunday school hour. Let me ask you this morning, can you take the Word of God this morning and show out of the Word of God why you know that you're saved? Hey, I don't believe a sinner has to understand everything about the Word of God to be saved. I didn't know much about the Word of God that night in 1990 at about 3 o'clock in the morning. The preacher preached about judgment and hellfire and brimstone about every Sunday morning. And then he'd get up and he'd quote every Sunday morning with a speech impediment, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Amen. And for 10 years, I didn't study my Bible like I should. After I got saved, I was faithful to church. I was at everything the church had. But listen, there was times I doubt my salvation. And the reason I believe that was is because I didn't have a scriptural grounding in the Word of God. Amen. And I'm glad for the Word of God that I can open up this morning and know that I've been saved by the grace of God. You know how many people think that they know God? Somebody said, "Well, preacher, why is there so many denominations?" Because people do not get into the Word of God and study the Word of God. Hey, if you're a Baptist this morning for any other reason than you've seen it in the Word of God, you're a Baptist for a wrong reason. Amen. Hey, I believe that's why I'm a Baptist this morning. People pick me up and took me to the house of God. I didn't ask them, "What church are we going to?" I didn't know anything about it. But I'm glad by the grace of God. I was in a Baptist church and they preached to me the King James Bible. Hey, there was a time when I first started pastoring and I got up the first 2 weeks of Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night and preached what I thought I knew, what I hoped I knew. And I had to get in that book and find out why I believed what I believed. I hope you can do that right down to the youngest one here. I hope the fathers that are in this group today are grounding your children in the Word of God. We tried to teach our children to read as soon as we could get them to read because we want them to know what the Word of God says and to believe it by faith and be born again. And so Jesus is telling this crowd, he's saying, "Search the Scriptures." He's saying, open the book up and put a test to the faith that you say you have in rejecting me." Amen. They said that we know Moses, and Jesus says, "Moses wrote to me, and you're rejecting me." Amen. So you'll find here in the Word of God, I couldn't tell you much about the Bible. I searched the book and found out in the Word of God what happened to me that night. Hey, I knew something different had happened in my life, but I'm glad through the years I found out by the preaching of the Word of God and by searching the Scriptures exactly what God did for me. It's a joy in the heart and the life of people that have been born again to open up the book and to search it out and say, "Thank God. God done that for me. That's where I was at. And this is what God done for me. And this is where I'm going tonight." You know how many people are dying and going to hell thinking they're saved, and they'll wake up in hell and they'll wake up one day at the great white throne judgment and the books will be opened and God will say, "Depart from me, ye cursed, into everlasting fire. I never knew you." And there might be some of them sitting here this morning. I don't believe in making anybody doubt their salvation. But if I can preach the Word of God and you doubt your salvation, you either need to get close to God or you need to get born again. Amen. So this morning, I'm glad, Brother Rutledge, I can look in the Word of God and find out what God did. I think about how that leper over there that Jesus cleansed, and he come to Jesus and he said, "Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean." I'm glad Jesus said, "I will be thou clean." Amen. But listen, and Jesus told that leper, he said, "Go and show yourself to the priest." And what he'd have to do, he'd go down there to that priest. At some time in his life, he had to go down there, and the priest had to pronounce him a leper and unclean. And that priest would take, and he would write it in a book down there in the temple, that this man would give his name, would give probably his age, who he was,
and right down in there, unclean. Amen. And then Jesus said, go show yourself to the priest and for a testimony unto them, for a testimony of what Moses said. And listen, when he went down there, he could be pronounced clean. And you know what that meant? Any Jew that will believe the truth, Messiah had come. Christ had come. I mean, he had cleansed the lepers, made the lame to walk, and the blind to see. And listen, that leper was trusting what was written there for his physical cleansing, what had been in the book, and what that priest was going to write in the Word of God. Hey, that lines up with our salvation this morning. A spiritual, filthy, ungodly lepers in the sight of a holy God. Amen. But I'm glad, thank God, my name's in the book of life, and I can rejoice in that. Amen. So I wonder this morning, can you open up the book and take the test? Are you saved? Paul said over in the book of Corinthians, examine yourselves whether you be in the faith or not. He said, know ye not your own selves, how that Christ be in you, except ye be reprobates. And listen, there's calling Paul a reprobate. Evidently, he said, we be not reprobates. He said, examine yourself. And that's what Jesus is saying to this crowd right here. Examine yourself. And I'm saying to this crowd here this morning, I'm saying to you, examine yourself. Search the Scriptures. Are you saved by the grace of God? Amen. So you'll find here in this 1 Peter 1, verse 1, Peter said, for as much as you know that you're not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers. That's why these Jews were condemning Jesus, the tradition of their fathers. Peter said, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you. I thank God every time I read that, it says for you. And when you read it, it says for you. Amen. And any sinner reads it, it says for you. It says for you. And I forgot where I was at there. But you go on down. It says that seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, God which liveth, abideth forever. Amen. So I'm glad this morning that I'm pure because of the blood. So here's three things out of this one verse, in verse number 39. That open the book, an open book test, are you saved? Jesus said in this open book test to search the Scriptures. He didn't say you had to go to college and you had to listen to the professor. Didn't say you had to read some manual or some Book of Mormon or a collection of books. He said search the Scriptures. Amen. Well, what Jesus believed the Scriptures were. And Jesus many times would point them, he even pointed the devil to the written Word of God. He told the devil, as it is written. He pointed him to a written Word of God. And listen, that's where he points sinners to. That's where he points the men of God to preach out of the written Word of God. I'm glad we got it this morning, aren't you? I'm glad we've got this book right here. We have a more sure word of prophecy. Jesus, what did he believe in John 5, verse number 24 there? He said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me. Didn't you say that he that heareth my word? I've heard people give testimony before saying, I've been in church. You ask them, do you know you saved? I've heard the Word of God all my life. Y'all heard that before? Oh, I've been in church all my life. I was taught from Sunday school, and I've heard the Word of God. Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life. Amen. Hey, thank God for that this morning. And so, search the Scriptures. Oh, there in Luke Chapter number 24 is those Emmaus Road saints. I believe a husband and a wife was back on the road home. Amen. And they was getting down there, and the Bible said Jesus Himself drew near, and He said, "What are these things that you reason in your hearts as you walk and are sad?" And they said, "Are you only a stranger in Israel and knowest not these things?" And Jesus said, "What things?" Amen. And they said, "How that Jesus, a prophet, mighty in word and deed." And they said, "We trusted that this was He which should have redeemed Israel." Hey, Jesus got enough of that old downtrodden, discouraged, defeated. Amen. You know what we need to do in this day? Discouragement, defeat. Just get in the book. Hey, they can't take our salvation. They may take freedom, but I got a book, thank God, that lets me know. And I can let them know, thank God, I've been set free. And let me change. I've been made free. Amen. Jesus got tired of that downcast, downtrodden, disappointed, unbelieving crowd. He said, Oh, fools, you notice how that word fool is associated with unbelief. Even in, I believe these were saved people, don't you? I believe they're saved. He called them old fools. He called Simon Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan." Amen. But He said, "Old fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken." He said, "Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into His glory?" And beginning at Moses and all the prophets and all Scriptures, the things concerning Himself. Hey, that'd been a great message to hear, wouldn't it? It'd been a lot better than any meeting we've ever been in. I believe we get there, the Lord's going to preach, don't you? I believe He'll give us a chance to preach, amen. The unsearchable riches and truths of the Word of God. Amen. So Jesus believed that the prophets and Moses, in those verse number 25, were the Scriptures. Amen. When Paul was preaching before Agrippa, he said, "I'm witnessing none other than what Moses and the law and the prophets did right." Amen. Now I'm telling you, this crowd today says we don't need the Old Testament. And listen, that's what Paul preached about, to show Jesus Christ. Amen. Verse number 44, Jesus said that all things must be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms concerning me. He said, "Then open he their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures." I believe salvation's always been by grace through faith. Amen. There ain't going to be anybody get to heaven and say, "I got here by part of my works and part of His grace." It won't ever work, dear friend. If you're trusting your works this morning, have you gotten a baptistry one day and you're a good church member? I thank God you are, but I hope you're not a lost church member. And if you're saved, I'm just trying to ground you a little more in the Word of God and help you along the way have a firm foundation. The devil come along trying to make you doubt. But when you tell him, "It is written," thank God. You can tell the devil, "Search the Scriptures," and tell him when he searches the Scriptures, he'll find out he's destined for the lake of fire, he's destined for the pit, and he's never going to get out. Amen. So you'll find here that he said that he opened their understanding that they might understand the Scriptures. Psalm 119:130 said, "The entrance of thy words giveth light, it giveth understanding unto the simple." So you'll find here Paul in Acts 17, he was reasoning out of the Scriptures. And it said some of them Jews down there in Thessalonica, some believed and some believed not. There's some here this morning that have believed and some that have believed not. Amen. Not everybody's going to heaven when they die. I wish they were, but they're not. Not every obituary that associates people with some church or some civic organization or a lot of money. I mean, not everybody they say is going. But I'm saying the ones that have believed this book are going and are going to be are born again by the grace of God. Amen. Open book test this morning, are you saved? Amen. Over there in 1 Corinthians 15, Paul says, I declare unto you the gospel. He says, which you have received, I have preached unto you. He said, and by which you are saved, unless you have believed in vain. I don't understand all of that, but I'm telling you, what I understand that means is some people believe what we call a head knowledge. They just believe something about a historical Jesus or even a preserved book, thank God. But listen, have you believed to the saving of the soul? Amen. And if you have, rejoice in it this morning. I'm telling you how you'll know. You can open this book right here and God's love letter and our inheritance written down in here, all God's done for us and what He's going to do. You can see it in the Word of God. Hey, Paul or Peter said about what was the Scriptures in 2 Peter 3. Talking about the last days and how that some that were unlearned and unstable, that they would rest or twist the Scriptures. I know a lot of people that, in mine and your eyes, will be considered good people. Where we're at, it's a domination of Church of Christ people. I'm telling you, I know some Church of Christ that live better than Baptists. I guess they better because they believe they can lose it. Amen. But they can't live good enough to be clean in the sight of God. Amen. Had one of them one time say, that's awful prideful of you. He was riding with him in the meter reading truck, and he knows Hebrew and Greek. He even got to go over to Israel to go over there and help some Jews translate something from a Church of Christ. And he was talking about that. He wasn't a very arrogant fellow. I mean, he's a real nice guy. And he said, well, listen, he said it nicely. Probably nicer than I'd said it. And he said, that's awful arrogant of you or prideful of you. I said, oh, it would be. I said, it'd be awful arrogant or prideful if I was trusting in my baptism, I was trusting in my good works, I was trusting all of that. I said, but I'm trusting in what Jesus did on the cross. I'm trusting in what this book says right here. And I said, this King James Bible, amen. I'm trusting that this morning. It's in the Scriptures, the Word of God. Paul said that, or Peter said, those that are unlearned and unstable, they rest or twist as they do the other Scriptures. I believe there's enough evidence to show you all 66 books are the Scriptures God's given unto us. And Jesus said that He's in the volume of the book. Amen. So, that first point there, an open book test, Jesus said, out of these are you saved? And He told them to search the Scriptures. Look at that verse. He said, search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life. You believe He's telling them you don't have eternal life? You know what He's saying there? He's saying, search the Scriptures and you'll see the sinners. You see that? That's what He's saying to them. He said, for in them, in holding a book, in knowing it from your childhood, in going to the synagogue and hearing it from a dry, born priest, you think you have eternal life. Oh, many times they'd say he's going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Amen. When Zacchaeus come down out of the tree, they said he's going to be guest with a man that is a sinner. Amen. I'm glad he did, aren't you? I'm glad by the grace of God he cared for me as a sinner. Amen. So he says, search the Scriptures, and also says to them, see the sinners. They didn't see themselves as sinners. Amen. But you go back to Genesis chapter number 2, God said to Adam, I mean, we know the Bible tells us the transgression of the law is sin. And God told Adam, He said, put him in the garden. He said, the tree that is in the midst of the garden, ye shall not touch it, lest ye die. You shall not eat of there, lest ye die. But the serpent said, ye shall not surely die. God doth know. Let me just throw this in here. You can know that you're saved. 1 John chapter number 5 said, these things have I written unto you. He said, have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. I'm glad I know this morning. I mean, I've had times my mind was in a bad shape. I've heard these older men of God, some of them passed on, said I didn't always feel saved. But I'm glad when I don't feel saved, I can open up a preserved book. I can open up an inspired book. I can't even say it this morning, but I can open it up and I can go back down memory lane, thank God, and say by the Word of God, I know I'm born again. Amen. Amen. So over there in Genesis 3, they sinned against God. And the Bible says in Romans 5:12, what happened in that garden passed upon all men. Romans 5:12 said, wherefore as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. He said, for by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. I'm glad for the next part, but by the obedience of one, many shall be made righteous. That's not talking about a universal salvation. That's not talking about, I got a brother-in-law and you pray for him. He's been mean to me over the years as far as some things in the family. Been mean to me. I sound so pitiful. But poor pitiful thing. I'm glad he ain't done as much to me as I've done to Jesus, aren't you? Oh, the baby in me came out there, amen. But he didn't have kind words for me. And he told me one time after I preached my brother's funeral, after my brother had hung himself because my dad and his wife would rather take his money and smoke dope than to pay the bills. And he told me, everybody's going to heaven when they die. He said, really from his own understanding, he said, that's what you preach, that Jesus died for everybody. I said, he's the Savior of all men, but especially them that believe. You got to be a believer in the Word of God. You got to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ to go to heaven when you die. You'll step over the blood. You'll step over the book. And listen, you'll step over the body of the Lord Jesus Christ and die and go to hell. Amen. Thank God for a book we can open up. Amen. So, Ecclesiastes 7 said, for there is not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And listen, the Bible said in Galatians 3:22, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin. Boy, aren't you glad there's verses that tell you something, but then they don't stop. Amen. I mean, God could have said, for the wages of sin is death, and sent us to hell and been just in doing it. I'm glad for one of them Calvary conjunctions that says, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. I'm glad I can say to this generation, this religious crowd, this rebellious crowd, ye must be born again. Amen. You passed the test this morning? Did you open up the book? I found out you knock on doors and ask somebody they've been saved and they'll say, yeah, but if you open up the book and say, well, what about this here? What about what it says right here in the Word of God? Amen. But you'll find Paul said, but the Scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. Amen. That great promise that God made of salvation, the seed of the woman that would come, the prophet that would come, the Savior that would come, the one that would bruise the head of the serpent, the promise even to Abraham. Amen. Hey, thank God this morning that if you're to God, you'll see that you are a sinner. And if you're lost, you'll see that you're a sinner. And all men are sinners. Amen. I like that verse, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. I'm glad that night, whenever I come to God at 3 o'clock in the morning, He didn't say, you're going to have to wake me up in the morning. He didn't say, the well of mercy's done run dry. But thank God the exceeding riches of His grace was available that night. How long was that? 1990, man. 20, nearly 30 years ago. And listen, there's still a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. guilty stains. I don't care if you just got a little stain, you think. I don't care if you think you don't have the stains others have. If you're not white in the sight of God, you're on the road to hell this morning. Amen.
You see, sinners, in Luke chapter number 15, the Bible said there was a man who had two sons. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of the goods that fall to me." And the Bible says, oh, there are not many days after, he took his journey into the far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. You know why he did that? That's what was in his heart. And you young people sitting here, thank God you got a mom and dad that'll keep you from that riotous living. I've told my children, they all made professions. I didn't make it for them. They seem to be under conviction. But I told them, I'm not going to ever try to make you doubt it. I said, but if you grow up out of a Christian home and your heart is pulled toward the world, if your heart is pulled toward the love of the world, don't believe you got it. And call on God and don't go to hell just because you've been baptized, just because you've been in church all your life. I'm praying it, and I hope they're already saved now. I'm not going to make them doubt it, but I ask them this morning, how you doing on the open book test? I had a fella called down Texas one time. One of our young men out of the church was going down there to in the armed services, called down there. He wanted me to call down there and check out a church he's going to go to. I asked that fellow, I said, what do y'all believe about repentance? And he said, we believe in it. And I said, well, you believe about it? And I said, you have them repeat a prayer and things like that. He said, we do have them to repeat a prayer. And this is why we want them to have something to remember about their salvation. And I said, well, how'd you get saved? He said, a sawdust camp meeting, hot as fire outside, under Holy Ghost conviction. I said, you ain't forgot that, have you? I said, you reckon they won't forget that if that's what they get? He said, you mean to tell me if your children come, you won't get saved? You wouldn't lead them in a prayer? I said, oh no, I'd pray beside them. I'd tell them to call on God, amen. I'd tell them some word of God. But listen, I'm glad, thank God, that God showed me I was a sinner. Amen. That old prodigal son, we call him lost in rebellion, wasting the substance that his father gave him with riotous living. And the Bible said when he'd spent all, there rose a mighty famine in that land. He began to be in want, and he went and joined himself to citizens of that country. And the Bible said, I'm glad you got me some water, amen. And the Bible said he would have fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat. And no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, amen. I really believe as a Jewish boy, I believe why he come to himself, there had been something down there from the Word of God in his home. No doubt, amen. When he came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my fathers have bread enough and to spare, and I perish with hunger. Listen, you're perishing this morning. He said, and I perish with hunger. He said, I'll arise and go to my father and say, Father, I've sinned against heaven in thy sight and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Down on his face saying, Father, I've sinned against heaven. The Father's up here saying, hey, bring forth the best robe and put it on him. He said, go out there and kill the fatted calf. He said, for this my son is dead and he's alive again. He was lost and he's found. Amen. But I believe somewhere he knew about the Word of God showed him he was lost. Down there in the hog pen. Amen. Showed him that he was dead. Amen. Amen. I'm having a good time this morning. Open book test. You saved this morning? I'm glad. Boy, there was a time I got so sure I hadn't been born again that I was in the pew and I wasn't. I mean, you want to cleanse your way? Stay in the Word of God.
And I did things after I was saved, and I know I was saved, and I could say it wasn't as bad as a lot of people. I didn't do a lot of things a lot of people did, but I knew it was wrong in the sight of God. And it got so bad that I come out of the pew. I was standing right here looking at that preacher. I didn't think he's ever going to quit praying. I don't think he'd ever prayed that long. I was going to say, I'm lost, preacher. And a man, his family took me to church. I was living with him and his wife at that time because I couldn't live with my mom at that time. He grabbed me by the arm and he pulled me down there. He said, "Now you wait a minute before you make another profession." He said, "You've testified." I'm glad he did. He said, "You've testified about that night sitting on a bicycle at 3 o'clock in the morning." He said, "Did God save you or didn't he?" And the Holy Ghost showed me that night. I got born again by the grace of God. And I started reading my Bible more faithfully. I started getting in the Word of God. And I could tell the devil as it is written. Amen. So you'll see here. That prodigal son, he was rebelliously lost. I believe the elder son was religiously lost. Amen. Whether you're in a field of swine or you're in a field of wheat, if you're lost, you're lost. Amen. I'll say again this morning, I believe the saints of God get joy out of knowing. I always liked passing a test, didn't you? Amen. These kids, they make a bad, especially our oldest, if she makes a 99, she's sad about it. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. Amen. But a 99 won't get you to heaven. And you can't get 100 without Jesus. Amen. And I believe somebody's going to have to open up the book and show it to you. Preach it. Amen. Let me say the last one here. Preacher said to open up whatever can. He said, I can't remember. And he just said, preach. That's what I'm trying to do. Amen. I've kept Brother Jamie awake, so that's good. An open book test, are you saved? Jesus said, search the Scriptures. He said, if you search the Scriptures, He said, you'll see the sinners. And you'll know you're one of them. And say the last thing here. He said, then you can seek the Savior. He says, search the Scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. And they're they which testify of me. And you will not come to me that you might have life. Amen. We find here, thank God, that Jesus, over there in Acts 17, Paul was preaching to the Bereans. He got kicked out of Thessalonica for preaching Jesus. And those that didn't believe ran him out of town. Amen. We got down there to Berea. And before those in Thessalonica got down there again to run him out of Berea, the Bible said those in Berea were more noble than those in Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures daily whether those things were so or not. Now we'd think, man, them are saved people. They wasn't saved. Therefore, many of them believed. Many of the Bereans believed. There may have been some of them saved, I don't know, but many of them wasn't. You read it over there in Acts 17, and it says, therefore many of them believed on the Lord Jesus Christ when Paul had come down there preaching and opening and alleging that Jesus was Christ and that He died and He was buried and He rose again the third day. Amen. Seek the Savior. 1 Peter chapter 1, it talks about in verse number 9, He told them, receiving the end of your salvation, even the receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your soul. He talked about that them prophets had searched diligently. Amen. How the prophets had searched diligently and said that the Spirit that was in them did signify beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory which should follow. And it says that preachers came down and with the Holy Ghost preached unto you the Word of God. The Scripture. You know, I believe we got a lot. We don't see as many sinners say we don't see as much Scripture preached. Amen. If you seek the Savior. I know we've always said you don't seek Him, He seeks you. I believe it's both, but I believe He seeks you first. Amen. Zacchaeus is up that tree. He sought to see Jesus. You know why? Because Jesus come to seek and to save that which was lost. That's what He said in the chapter, didn't He? When Zacchaeus came down, He told that crowd sitting there looking at Jesus like He liked sinners.
And we're not sinners. I believe we've got a lot of them independent Baptists like that. Amen. What Jesus is saying, Zacchaeus didn't seek me until I sought him. He and to save that which was lost. I believe he's still seeking this morning. And listen only, you know this morning, if he's seeking you, I hope you're seeking him. Amen. Isaiah 55, he said, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, let him come. Let him come, thank God." And he said down there, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto our God, for he will have mercy, and to the Lord, for he will abundantly pardon." You know what every inmate in prison is looking for? A written, signed pardon this morning. I'm glad that preacher told me about a written and signed pardon one day. You better not buy anything this day without a written receipt. You better get it in writing. I'm glad I got it in writing this morning, aren't you? I'm glad I've got it in writing. And I've sought the Savior and been born again by the grace of God, and I've received the end of my faith, even salvation of my soul. You received that this morning? Let me give you just a few more and I'll be done. But you'll find you seek the Savior. Jesus is the seed. Amen. That bring forth righteousness. Genesis 3:15, God said, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, against her seed and thy seed." You're either a child of God this morning or a child of the devil. This generation don't like that. They try to change it up with the brotherhood of man. Now we're brothers in Adam. But we're dead if we're not saved, headed for hell as children of the devil. Amen. Jesus told that crowd, "You of your father the devil." He said, "This how you know you're the child of the devil. The lust of your father you will do." Amen. He's the seed of the woman, the virgin birth. And he's the son. He's saying that in this chapter. Amen. He's saying that in this chapter. And he's told them that I'm the Son of God. And they said, you're a blasphemer. You're making yourself equal with God. But listen, he's the Son of God. The Son of God to offer his blood without spot and without blemish. But he is the Son of Man to offer his body without blemish and without spot. Amen. Matter of fact, God said that he's committed all judgment unto the Son because he's the Son of Man. Reason sinners will die and go to hell despite having a sinful nature. And Jesus didn't have a sinful nature, but he is tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. He said, "But this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood, wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing that he ever liveth to make intercession, for such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens, who needeth not daily to offer up sacrifice first for his own sins, and then for the people's. For this he did once," amen, "this he did once, when he offered up himself." Thank God. And thank God this morning, I'm glad I've been born again, saved from the guttermost to the uttermost. Amen. Thank God for that blood was God's blood. And the God-man presented a perfect body and sacrifice. Seek the Savior Jesus Christ. He's the seed. He's the sacrifice. Amen. Y'all still with me this morning? Amen. Hebrews 10, Jesus said, "In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book." He said, "It is written to me to do thy will, O God." And he said in a verse down to that, he said, "Lo, I come to do thy will. It is written to me to do thy will." There in verse number 9, this is what Jesus said. He says in verse 10, "By the which will we are sanctified, but through the
The Bible says, but this man, after he'd offered one sin, one sacrifice for sin forever, sat down on the right hand of the throne of God. It said in verse number 14, for by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Man, I feel pretty secure this morning, don't you? I sure am glad I ain't trusting this old rotten piece of garbage flesh I've got. And yours is as rotten as mine is. But I'm glad I can look in the book and seek the Savior. Know that He's the seed of God, the Son of God, the sacrifice. And let me say this, last of all, He is the stone. Amen. You shouldn't have said, preach till I get done, preacher. Amen. Sorry. Amen. The stone, 1 Peter 2, it says, wherefore it is contained in the Scripture. What did Jesus say? Search the Scriptures. He said, wherefore it is contained in the Scriptures. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone, elect, precious. Amen. He said, which indeed is disallowed of men, but chosen of God and precious. Amen. The only stone that God's salvation is based upon is His Son, Jesus Christ. What stone you got it on this morning? Jesus told him over here in another place, I don't have time to turn to it. He said, but the stones which the builders rejected, the same is made the head of the corner. Paul said, other foundation can no man lay than that which is laid, the man Christ Jesus. Amen. Over in Luke 20, Jesus said, I'm the stone that if you fall on me, you'll be broken. I think that's talking about humility. Your will broken. He said, but if I fall on you, I'll grind you to powder. That's the Jesus of the Bible. Just and holy and righteous. Amen. Amen. So you'll find here, Jesus had a crowd over in Matthew 7, this same crowd. And here's what they said, Brother Rutledge. I ain't done, I'm just getting cold. Amen. He said, why call you me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? They said to that crowd, talked about that rock. But in Matthew, it talks about something else he'd said to the crowd before that. He said, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Amen. He said, many will come to me in that day. Amen. Out of every denomination, so-called. And say, Lord, Lord, we not prophesying thy name? They said, didn't you hear our words? And in thy name done many wonderful works. Didn't you see our wonders? And in thy name cast out devils. That was second. Our works, our wonders. And listen, he'd say, he that does the will of my Father. And then he goes right into saying, about a man who built his house upon the rock and a man who built his house on the sand. And he relates it to his word. You on the sand this morning or you on the rock? You on the stone or the sand? I say again this morning, if you're saved, boy, this is encouragement. I'm glad I'm on the rock. Amen. One fellow told about his grandmother that was dying and said that they come to the side of the room, the door was open, and the doctor tried to whisper and said, she's sinking fast. And she spoke up and said, how can you sink when you're on the rock? Amen. I'm glad you can have that kind of assurance to die by, but I'm telling you what, you can have it to live by. Amen. Revelation 20 said, I saw a great white throne, and he that sat upon it, the Bible said, from whose face the heaven and the earth fled away. And the Bible said, I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. The Bible said, there's no place found for them. And the Bible said, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. That book right there is going to be opened up. Amen. Probably be in Hebrew or something, but it'll be that book. Said, the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books. Amen. Romans 2 said God's judgment's according to His word.
Amen. Whosoever's name was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. Somebody told a story of a man that had a car wreck and he was engulfed. The car was engulfed in flames, and this man showed up on the scene and went down there and he pulled him out of that burning, wrecking mess. Pulled him out of that wreckage. And as he was pulling that man out, it burned his hands and he had scars all over his hands. And that man left the scene saying, "Thank you, sir. Thank you for doing that." And that man just continued through life. And he got more and more trouble, And finally one day, he was going to stand before the judge and be cast into prison for life. And when he got up there to where the judge was at, he got to noticing that judge's hands. And he kept looking at the scars on that judge's hands. And he looked at his face. He said, "Hey, I remember you." He said, "You're the one that pulled me out of the fire that night. Can't you help me now?" He said, "That night I was your Savior. Today I'm your judge." Today he's your Savior. He's going to be your judge. Amen. Our name's written in heaven, isn't it? Jesus said, "Rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you." They ain't too subject to us right now, are they? He said, "But rather rejoice because your name..."Schools. Amen. I don't know what the Lord's saying to you this morning, but I know it's Sunday school, Brother Rutledge. I don't know. I've just tried to mind God. Let's just bow your head and close your eyes a few minutes. I don't know what God's done. We may not have the pastor or whatever. You just think about it this morning. We say bow your head and close your eyes, not for some kind of scheme, but to me, it's you can search your own heart. Don't look around at somebody else. Kids, don't look around at mom and daddy. Look at yourself and look at the Savior. Amen. Open book test. Do you know you're saved? It's what Jesus said to him, didn't he? Do you need to come this morning? Do you need to come without a song, without piano playing, just the silence of God talking to you? Do you know you're saved? All right, you can lift your head. Thank you, Brother Rutledge.